Question number 24. The analysis of data gathered during a particular experiment is necessary in order to 1. Design a control for that experiment. 2. Formulate a hypothesis for that experiment. 3. Draw a valid conclusion for that experiment. Or 4. Develop a research plan for that experiment. Question number 25. The levels of organization for structure and function in the human body from least complex to most complex are 1. Systems, then organs, then tissues, then cells. 2. Cells, then organs, then tissues, then systems. 3. Cells, then tissues, then organs, then systems. Or 4. Tissues, then systems, then cells, then organs. Question number 26. In an investigation, students determined the average rate of movement of gill covers of a species of freshwater fish at different temperatures. The results are shown in the data table below. Which labeled axes should be used to graph the relationship between the two variables? Choice 1 has number of fish on the y-axis and temperature in degrees Celsius on the x-axis. Choice 2 has the number of fish on the y-axis and the average rate of movement of gill covers on the x-axis. Choice 3 has group on the y-axis and the average rate of movement of gill covers on the x-axis, and choice 4 has average rate of movement of gill covers on the y-axis and temperature in degrees Celsius on the x-axis. You must ask yourself what's being measured here. Question number 27. Which term is defined as all the chemical reactions that are required to sustain life? 1. Nutrition. 2. Synthesis. 3. Regulation. 4. Metabolism. Question number 28. An experiment was carried out to determine which mouthwash was most effective against bacteria commonly found in the mouth. 4 paper discs were each dipped into a different brand of mouthwash. The discs were then placed onto the surface of a culture plate that contained food, moisture, and bacteria commonly found in the mouth. The diagram shows the growth of bacteria on the plate after 24 hours. The small dots represent bacteria, and the clear spot represents the zone of no bacteria. Which change in procedure would have improved the experiment? 1. Using the same type of mouthwash on each disc. 2. Using bacteria from many habitats other than the mouth. 3. Using the same size paper discs for each mouthwash. Or 4. Using a smaller plate with less food and moisture. Question number 29. Which diagram best represents the level of organization in the human body? I will read each choice from largest to smallest. Choice 1. Organ systems, then tissues, then organs, then cells. Choice 2. Organ systems, then organs, then tissues, then cells. Choice 3. Tissues, then cells, then organ systems. Choice 4. Tissues, then cells, then organ systems, then organs. Question number 30. In an investigation designed to determine the effect of the amount of water on plant growth, two groups of equal-sized bean plants of the same species were grown under identical conditions, except for the amount of water they were given. One group was watered with 200 milliliters of water once a day, while the other group was watered with 400 milliliters of water once a day. After several days, the heights of the plants were measured. It was determined that the plants were watered with 400 milliliters of water once a day showed more growth. The variable in this investigation is the 1. Type of bean plants used in the experiment. 2. Type of soil the bean plants were growing in. 3. Group of bean plants watered with 200 milliliters of water, or 4. Amount of